know, they used to hang our people until they made an anti-lynching law. Mm-hmm. Any white woman come up and say, that nigga done so and so, that nigga insulted me, and they just killed niggas until they got satisfied, until they brought the anti-lynching law. I was living in Durham at that time. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't, but you heard about it.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard about it, you read about it. We, as the old boys said, they told a joke one time about going to heaven. So the Jew rolled up there in his car. It cost him $5 to go. And he had, he wouldn't give a full 98. So he went on the hill. White man come up there, how much is St. Peter's? $5, the paid went on. Here come some of my people up there in the old broke down T-Mall pool. Says, they told it two ways. One of them working up there said, St. Peter, how much it costs to go into heaven? He said, it costs $5. He said, well, you letting me off the sand? You getting the money to sand. Then another one come up and asked St. Peter, how much it costs to go in? He says, it won't cost you anything because you've had hell all the way, so you just go ahead. So there's a lot of jokes being told. Most of them are true. Most of them are really true. But it's like the old song said whenever they was watching for the civil rights, yet we'll overcome someday, but now look how many peoples has gone and never know that this day would ever happen. My people and your people too. Because really, in a sense, I believe a poor white man catches more hell than a nigger.
Why do you think that?
Well, because white peoples are not going to wait for you and take your dog unlike I will. He'll talk back. Well, I won't say nothing and go ahead on. I know that I'm on the ham and the fly. White man, I'll wait right along with him now. White man and come up and start a dog in my eyes. Now, you shut your damn mouth. I'm a white man just like you. But see, I know better than to say what he was saying. I know better. Only thing they would have did to me was fired me. But now, it by him, but like I'm saying, he had taken a lot of bruising, a really poor white man had taken a lot of bruising, because you cut it off because he's coming in. I'd say like you and some of us. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to know. And I wasn't so thick-headed that I couldn't keep it in my head. I learned. And if you learned me some, then I learned some more myself, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I learned. But now, mm-hmm, I really haven't had, I don't know, I don't believe I've had, I went to school about a half a term and 1918, and then I went to Dulcina